was the sort of child my parents told me not to play with.
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
When I was a kid, I didn't understand some of the words we sang in church. Words like henceforth, hitherto, and Ebenezer. Words my friends and I did not use in conversation. For years, I thought The Sweet By and By was a song about shopping. We'd sing stand up for Jesus, but we seemed to sit while we sang it, glued to our seats. I heard of a little guy who misunderstood the song Battle Hymn of the Republic. He thought the words were, "He is trampling on the village where the great giraffe is stored." Our pastor was an enthusiastic fireball of a man, an inspiring preacher and author who showed me that laughter and church are compatible. But the truth is, there were some cranky Christians in our church. I remember thinking, I'm not sure I want to spend eternity with some of these people. We used to sing, "I've got the joy, 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 joy down in my heart." Did you ever sing that? People would yell, "Where? Down in my heart, where?" You see, they had to keep asking because they couldn't find it. One guy in our church, let's call him Mr. Baker, was so sour he looked like he could suck rivets off a skateboard. In those days, I thought joyful Christian was an oxymoron, like tight slacks, military intelligence, and Microsoft Works. But gloomy Christian is the ultimate oxymoron. Few things have done the church more harm than crusty Christians with grouchy, unwelcoming faces. A sour gentleman recently told me, "I don't laugh outwardly. I'm really quite joyful inside." I said, "Tell your face about your joy. People need to see it. Besides, a stifled laugh will back up on you and spread to your hips. Let it go." An atheist friend likes reminding me that he has encountered too many long-faced Christians. "Listen," I say, "I'm guilty. I've been one. I've been ornery, touchy, irritable. Cut me some slack." He laughs, but he knows my story, knows there are times when joy has been hard to find. Heartburn and heartache visit us all. Remembering three things can bring the joy back. Number one, joy is not optional. Sorry, but if you are a follower of Jesus, you are commanded to rejoice. "Rejoice always," says Philippians 4. "Count it all joy when you fall into various trials," says James. God never asks us to perform what he won't empower us to do. Like grace, joy is a gift from God that we must choose to embrace, celebrate, and share. In Psalm 34, Israel's King David wrote, "I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth." Second, joy is cultivated. Here are two fast tracks to joy: worship and gratitude. Joy is ignited and cultivated when we focus on Christ and worship him. Joy is nurtured through gratitude. In Psalm 32, David says, "Oh, what joy for those whose disobedience is forgiven, whose sin is put out of sight." So start on that thankful list today. And number three, joy is contagious. Linda is a gal in our church whose husband Gene died of Lou Gehrig's disease. It is impossible to spend 3 minutes with her without laughing. Yes, there are tears, but we laugh too because we're filled with the hope of being reunited one day. In Psalm 30, David tells how God turned his sorrow into dancing. Dancing. Now, if you're one of the frozen chosen, you're under no obligation to dance the Macarena, but joy isn't something that hides away where people can't see it. True joy leaks out. It reveals itself in a grin and a laugh. It isn't rooted in circumstances, but in our Savior. And make no mistake, God has a sense of humor. You remember Mr. Baker? At the Sunday school picnic, I first saw him dance. I asked, "What happened?" He said, "A bee flew down my shirt."
God promises to never leave us, but that doesn't mean life will be easy. Many search for an escape from life's struggles, but Laugh Again offers something deeper: encouragement, joy, and the hope of Jesus in the midst of it all. As one listener shared, "I wanted to tell you how much Laugh Again means to me. It even helped cheer me up after my dad died." Help share this hope and laughter. Give today at laughagain.us. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.